Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Nuntes Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufur Shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feger Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyin, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadu L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're in the middle of discussing the sugya that deals with the unique Isurei Bia of a Koyin. The Pesukim are in the beginning of Parsha Zemar, and the Torah says that because a Koyin has special kedusha, there are women that a Yid is allowed to marry that a Koyin is not allowed to marry. Specifically, the Torah singles out 3 Noshim that a Koyin can't marry. A Zoyna, a Chalala, and a Grusha. What happens if a Koyin would marry either one of those 3 women? He would be over a Loisase. He would get Malkus. It says in the Torah, Isha Zoyna v'Chalala, Lo yikachu, the isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. Lo yikachu is a lashon of loisase, and we learn from there that there's a lav sheyesh by maisa for a kohen to marry either a zoyna, a chalala, or a grusha. Benoisef lezeh, the Torah said that a kohen gadol, because he has more kedusha, he's aser even in women that a kohen hedyot would be allowed to marry. Who is the kohen gadol aser to benoisef to the kohen hedyot? 2 women. Number 1, an almana, and number 2, a ba'ula. It says in the Torah, almana ugrusha v'chalala zoyna es eila lo yikach, referring to the Kohen Gadol. So the Torah chazars that the Kohen Gadol, just like the Kohen Hedyot, can marry a grusha, can marry a chalala, can marry a zoyna. But the Torah adds that the Kohen Gadol also can marry an almana. In addition to that, there's an asay. It says, ki im besula me'amav yikach isha. So that the Kohen Gadol, in addition to the 3 special Yisurim that a Kohen Hedyot has, is also not allowed to marry an Almana, he's also not allowed to marry a Ba'ula. But very important for today's daf, there's a distinction in terms of the way the Torah mentions the Isser Almana to a Kohen Gadol, and the way the Torah mentions the Isser Ba'ula to a Kohen Gadol. Almana is a loisaseh, almana lo yikach. The Torah never says that a Kohen Gadol can marry a ba'ula. What the Torah said was, ki im besula me'amav yikach isha. Another pasuk, v'hu isha b'vsula o yikach. The Torah says that the Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula, michlal hein atashay me'alav, and it's implied clearly that he can't marry a ba'ula. But the Torah never said it as a loisaseh. L'may nafkimina, malkus, the sugis of esei doicha loisaseh. We'll see in today's daf, could be there's a nafgamina as it relates to the offspring of a child that comes where the father was a Kohen Gadol and the mother had previously already been a Ba'ula. The bottom line is, we're just continuing to discuss the Isurei Bia of a Kohen, the Isurei Bia of a Kohen Gadol, and on that note, Zokti Gemar, Tanu Rabbanan, Abraisa, Anusas Atzmoi, Umafutas Atzmoi, what happens if the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anas a woman, or the Kohen Gadol was Mefata a woman? Now, ordinarily, the halacha is that if someone was Ma'anes or Mefata a woman, he had a mitzvah to marry this woman, v'loisi le'isha, says the Braisa lo yisa, the Kohen Gadol should not marry Anusas Atzmoi, he should not marry Mefutas Atzmoi. The Im Nasa, let's say he married her Nasoi, he's going to be considered married. The Gemara will clarify exactly what that means. Anusas Chaveroi u'mefutas Chaveroi, if a woman was Nenas, but not by the Kohen Gadol, but by Chaveroi, by the Kohen Gadol's friend, proverbially speaking, meaning by somebody else, or she was a Mefuta through Chaveroi, so did the Alochas Lo Yisa, the Kohen Gadol shouldn't marry her, v'imnasa, and if he did marry her, it's not okay. Not just that, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer Avlad Cholol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said the child that would be born from this would be a Chol, v'chom, Omer Avlad Kasha, Cholim say, the Vlad is going to be a Kasha. So the Gemara is going to analyze this entire short Braisa. So the first part of the Braisa was Anusas Atzmoi Umefutas Atzmoi Lo Yisa. So if the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anas a woman, he was Mefata a woman, even though ordinarily it's a mitzvah of a Lo Yisa Elisha, but the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. However, V'im Nasa, if he did marry her, Nasui then married. Now, in Nasa, Nasui sounds like they can live happily ever after. Right, he wasn't supposed to marry her, but in Nasa, if he married her, Nasui, no, they're married, let them stay married. Amrafuno, So Rav Huna said, Amar Rav, in the name of his great Rabbi Rav, no, Umoitzi beget, that even though the words of Nasa Nasi seem to imply that they can stay married, really they're not let us stay married, rather the Kohen Gadol has an obligation to divorce his wife. So basically, you're telling me that really, then not let us stay married. So then what does it mean in the Brisa when it says in Nasa Nasi, Amar Rav Achav Yaakov, so Rav Achav Yaakov said, Loima, what it's coming to teach us is, She'ei Meshalim Knas B'mufota. The halacha is that if someone's mefata, a woman, meaning he persuaded her into having a relationship with him, so the halacha is he has to pay a knas. The same knas that the ma'anis had to pay, the mefata had to pay as well. However, there's a kula as it relates to the knas of the mefata. And that is that in the event that she decides that she wants to marry him, he has a mitzvah of aloysi elisha, in the event that she decides that she wants to marry him, so then the halacha is, he doesn't have to pay the knas anymore. So then he's potter from the knas. So says Rav Achav Yaakov, if you want to know what the braisa means when it says, anusas atzmai, mufutas atzmai, lo yiso, then nasa nasa, and nasa nasa means that in the event that they choose to get married, so then the halach is he's going to be potter from paying knas. But lamaisa, really, he's not allowed to stay married to her. Rather, umoitzi beget. So again, what does it mean of nasu nasu? Not that they can just live and everything is going to be fine. No, he's going to have to give her a get. But at the same time, in terms of paying knas, dear, the halach is he wouldn't have to pay knas. Also, Rav Gevir mi beik ksil. Omer l'shmaita k'midah Rav Ashi. Rav Gevir, who came from ksil, he went and he told Rav Ashi what he had heard in the name of Rav Huna Amar Rav. And that is, anusas atzmoy umafutas atzmoy lo yisa ve'im nasa Nasoi, however, umoitzi began. So Amalez, Rav Ashi heard this, he asked him a kash. He said, Rav Rav Yechon, Nami Travayo, Rav and Rav Yechon both said, and emphasis on Rav, because Rav Gevir mi Beik Sil was saying over Allah in the name of Rav, and Rav Ashi is about to ask a kash for something Rav himself said, by Geres, umukaseitz lo yisa. Kohen Gadol is not supposed to marry by Geres. He's not supposed to marry umukaseitz. We saw a lot about that in yesterday's daf. We'll see more about it in the course of today's daf. But a Kohen Gadol can't marry by Geres and umukaseitz. Why? Because she's not a basula. A begeris is not a basula because we assume that when a woman becomes a begeris, she loses some of her basula. Madam Mukasaitz is certainly not a basula. So that lach is lo yisa. However, the imnasa nasa. If they get married, they're allowed to stay married. And there's no halach he has to give her a get. They can stay married. What's the pshat? The Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to marry her. Almos, Rav Ashi said, you see from here a svara, that soifa liya is begeris tachtav, that there's a svara that being that eventually, if a Kohen Gadol marries a Bzula, at some point she'll be a Ba'ula. If he marries a Ketana or a Naira, at some point she's going to be a Begeres. So then the halacha is that in the event that he married her as a Begeres already, as a Mukaseitz already, the halacha is they're allowed to stay married. Because being that eventually she was going to become a Begeres anyways, or Soifaliyah's Mukaseitz, eventually she was going to be a Ba'ula anyways, so therefore they're allowed to stay married. So Rav Ashi said that it would be mistaber then that the halacha should be the same as it relates to Anusas Atzmoy and Mufutas Atzmoy. Anusas Atzmoy and Mufutas Atzmoy, really the Kohen Gadol wasn't supposed to marry, but it was eventually she was going to be a Mufuta to him, because they were married, so eventually there was going to be a Bia, and eventually she was going to end up being a Ba'ula. So Lachur, doesn't it make sense, Hachanami, to say the same svara, Soifaliyah is Ba'ula Tachtav, and if that's the case, said Rav Ashi, it's mistabed when the Braisa says, Anusas Atzmi, Mufutas Atzmi, Lo Yizo, but Vimnasa Nasu, they're allowed to stay married. It's not Umoitziya Beget. Just like if the Kohen Gadol would marry Begeres or Mukaseitz, that locha would be that because Soifaliyah is Begeres, Soifaliyah is Mukaseitz, they'd be allowed to stay married. So it's mistabed that the same thing would be true with regards to Anusas Atzmi, Mufutas Atzmi, being that eventually, anyways, there's going to be a Bilo, so they should be able to stay married. And the Gemara says, Kasha, meaning there's a teretz to this, but at the same time, it's definitely a good ha'ara. Anusas chaver, mufutas chaver. So again, the first part of the braisa was anusas atzmai, mufutas atzmai. The second part of the braisa was anusas chaveroi, umufutas chaver. What was the halacha over there? So everyone agrees, lo yisa, v'im nasa, no, they have to get divorced. If it's anusas atzmai, mufutas atzmai, there's a kula. But if it's anusas chaver, mufutas chaver, that's for sure going to be an issue. The machloikis was, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim, whether any child that's going to be born is going to be a chalol, or whether a child that's going to be born is going to be a kasher. Now just to clarify one point, what's the difference if it's anusas atzmai or anusas chaver? What's the difference if it's mufutas atzmai, mufutas chaver? Maman of Shach. If there's a problem, there's a problem. The teretz is, because the svar that the Gemara just said, Alma Seifa Liyos Ba'ula, that's only a svar if it's Anusa Satsme and Mufuta Satsme. Meaning, a Kohen Gadol is supposed to marry a Basula, but eventually she's going to become an Anusa Satsme, or more accurately, a Mufuta Satsme. So, being that she's eventually going to become a Mufuta Satsme, so there's a svar to say a Nasa Nasa. But Anusa Chavera and Mufuta Chavera, there's no svar of Seifa Liyos Mufutas Chaveroi. It's only as far as Seif Elias Mufutas Atzmai. And that's why there's a kula when it comes to Mufutas Atzmai. So Mufutas Chaveroi, for sure, he would have to give a get. The question, however, is what happens if he had a child? Is the child going to be a cholol, or is the child not going to be a cholol? Lezim Yaakov said the vlad's going to be a cholol. The Chachamim said the vlad's going to be a kosher. Now, just to speak out one piece of introduction, and that is, anytime a kohen marries a woman that he wasn't allowed to marry, so for example, if a kohen marries a zoyna, or a chalala, or a grusha, or if a kohen gadol marries an amana, anytime there's a iser between kohen and woman, the halach is, if they have a child, the child's going to be a cholol. Cholol means he can't do the avodah, a whole bunch of limitations in his Kedushas Kahuna that come as a result of the fact that this person is a Chalal. So the child is always a Chalal. We have a Machloikis over here by Anusas Chaveroi and Mufutas Chaveroi. If the Kohen Gadol married this woman, would the child be a Chalal? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, yeah. The Chacham said, no. Omer Rafun Omer Rav. Rafun is in the name of Rav. Halacha ka Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that the child is going to be a Chalal. Chen Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav the same thing. Halacha ka Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Ikadam Yisam say, Omer Rafun Omer Rav. My time with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Some say not the Rav Huna Merab said halacha Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but rather he was coming to explain Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. He said, "What's Pshat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Suffer like Rabbi Lazar, because he held like Rabbi Lazar. Who is Rabbi Lazar? So we saw Rabbi Lazar in the previous staff. Rabbi Lazar holds panoy al bala pnuya shloy l'shem ishus asa kizayin. And as we mentioned yesterday, everybody holds that it's aser for a panoy to be bala pnuya. However, only Rabbi Lazar held that if a panu is bala pnuya, does the pnuya become a zayna, so that moving forward a kohen would not be able to marry her. So said Rav Huna, pshat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is that he holds panu al bala pnuya asur kezayna. So anusas atzmoi umafutas atzmoi, or anusas chaveroi umafutas chaveroi, this woman now is a zayna. You know why she's a zayna? Because it was panu al bala pnuya. Now the kohen gadol married her. Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen for that matter, would not be able to marry her. And if he has a child, the child is going to be a Chalol. It's no different than in any situation if a Kohen would have a child with a Chalol. A Chalol, the halach is, the child would be a Chalol. Or if the Kohen would have a child with a Zayna, that the child would be a Chalol. This woman is a Zayna. Why is she a Zayna? Because she's Mefutas Chaveri, Anusas Chaveri. By definition, there was a znus over here. And if there was a znus, that means that she's a zayna. If she's a zayna, the child is going to be a cholos. Rav Huna said, you want to know why Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that anusas chaveroi, mefutas chaveroi, the halacha is the child is going to be a cholos? Pasha, because he holds like Rabbi Lazar, that she's a zayna. Ay, who said she's a zayna? Because panei abala pnuya shaloi l'shem ishos asok zayna. So anytime there's any act of znus, it automatically renders her into a zayna. So a male, if he had a child, so the halach is, he had a child with a zayna. He had a child with a zayna. The halach is, the child is going to be a chalal. Sok the gemara, but there's one problem. Because of misav l'kavase, is it, could it be that pshan in Rab Eliezer ben Yaakov is because he held like Rabbi Lazar. Akayim lo mishas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov enaki. We know the rule is that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's mishnayis were kav, not a lot of halachas, but naki. They're like Soilus Nikia, the like refined flour, which is a very poetic way of saying that we always paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So we always paskin Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Yet Uvi Ilu Baha Amrav Amram Amarav in Alach Rabbi Eliezer. Yet the Alach is not like Rabbi Eliezer. We don't paskin Panei Abal Apnuya Shloim L'Shemishos Asal Kizayna. So Freik the Gemara, how can Rav Huna say the Pshan of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is because he holds like Rabbi Eliezer? It's going to be kasha ilchas ha-ilchason. Because we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar. So how can you make sense of that? And the Gemara says, kasha, which means, again, I hear there's a teretz, but it's definitely a good kasha. Rav Ashi Yom, Rav Ashi said a different pshat. He says he wanted to know pshat in Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, why he holds anusas chaveroi and mefutas chaveroi. If the Kohen Gadol would have a child with now, the halach is, the child would be a chalo. It's not because of the fact that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Lazar has nothing to do with the fact that this woman is a zayna, but rather be a shcholo michay v'yaseikam mifki. The machlokes is in the event that the isser that took place was merely an isser asay, and then a child was born. Would that be enough to create a cholo? Would that not be enough to create a cholo? In other words, the classic case of cholo is when a kohen has a child with a zayna, a chalala, with a grusha, or kohen gadol has a child with an amana. These are all chayvei lavin. However, a besula, like we spoke at in the introduction, is only an asay. Twice the Torah mentions it as an asay. For who isha b'fsula yikach ki im besula meyam b'vikach isha. All it is an asay. So the offspring of an isra asay by a kohen, is that child a chol or is that not? Rav Lezim Yaakov Sover, Rav Lezim Yaakov Ozi, Yish chol mechavi asay. For Rabban and Sabi, and Rabban and Olein chol mechavi asay. So, my time is Rav Lezim Yaakov. What's Pshan Rav Lezim Yaakov that holds that this chol even mechavi asay? The chsib, because if you look in the pasuk, it says, Amona ugrusha, v'chalol lozoyno, es eilo lo yikach, ki'im besula me'am v'yikach isha. The chsib, and the very next pasuk is, v'lo yichalol zare ba'amav, ki ani Hashem mikachay. Which is the makar to the fact that if a child is born from one of these psulei kuhuna, the child is a chal, right? It says a kohen's not allowed to marry a holis, and then it says v'lo yichal zar ba'amav. Don't make the child into a chal. So this is the makar. Then how does a child become a chal? The offspring of such a marriage. So the Gemara says akulu. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said the v'lo yichal zar ba'amav is going back on the entire previous pasuk, and included in that pasuk was kiyim besula meyam b'vikachisha. Even though it's only a chayv yasei, so you see yesh chal afminu mechayv yasei v'rabbanan. How could Rabbanan argue with that? The same pasuk that teaches me cholol by an almana grusha chalola and zayna, the chayr teaches it by a besula as well. So the Gemara says, no, the Rabbanan hold eile hifseko inye. Because if you look at the pasuk, it says as follows: almana grusha v'chalola zayna es eile lo yikach. And then it says kim besula meyam b'vikachisha. So eile seems to be mafsek. It's a mechitza. It's dividing the first part of the pasuk. And then the end of the pasuk, so that we now know that the entire pasuk was not created equally. Then when it says v'leichal zar ba'amav, it's mistaber that it's going on the more chomer part of the pasuk, which are the chayvi lavin, not the chayvi asay. So tomorrow Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, what's Rav Lezer ben Yaakov going to answer to that? It says Eila, it's a good argument. Amar, he's going to say Eila lemutei nido. It's true, it says Eila, but Eila's coming to mind something else. Eila's coming to teach me that in the event that a kohen would have a child from a nida, the child would not be a chalal. Meaning, we know that there's a chiddush in a child that's born from a nida, in that it's not a mamzer. Ordinarily, a child that's born from a chayvi krisus is a mamzer. But we learned the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Tes, where the Gemara said, "Hakomoydem b'bala nida," that the child is going to be a kasha. What about a cholol? Will the child be a cholol, or will the child not be a cholol? You could have had a havamina, yeah. So Rav Lezer ben Yaakov says the reason the Torah wrote the word eile in the pasuk that is discussing cholol is to teach me Eile. Everything mentioned in the pasuk would be a cholol, but not something else. But not something else mentioned in the pasuk. Not something else that's not mentioned in the pasuk. Lamutei nida. Zok tigor kaman also had the tanya. Who is the tana of the following brisa? Me Eile atna oisa cholol viata oisa cholol min nida. From Eile there's a cholol, but not from a nida. Come on, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. It must be from Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Meaning, what's the eila? The eila is in this pasuk right here. It says, es eila lo yikach. There would have been a hava mina that maybe a child of a nida should be a cholol. Es eila. And then it says, lo yichal zar ba'amav. Only these, the child would be a cholol, as opposed to a nida not. Talk to Gemara, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, nichtevei le eila le besayf. So we have a machloek Israel, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the Chacham had a darshan Eila. According to the Chachamim, Eila is coming to be mafsik, the first part of the pasuk to the last part of the pasuk. That only Amon, Grusha, Chalala, and Zayna would produce a Chalol, but not what comes after Eila, which is Kim Besula Meyamba Vigachisha. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, no, everything in the pasuk would produce a Chalol. What's Eila coming to Mutei Nida? Something that's not mentioned in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, the Bishlam, according to the Chachamim, it's Geshmak that the Torah wrote the word Eila in the middle of the pasuk. Because that's the whole punchline. To divide the pasuk into two parts. But according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, why is the word Eile in the middle of the pasuk? It should have been at the end of the pasuk. You should have had the whole pasuk, and then it should say Eile v'lo yichal zar ba'amav, as opposed to something that's not even mentioned in this pasuk, and that something is going to be nida. But according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, why is Eile emitted in it? Why is the middle of the pasuk? And the Gemara says, Tzimdritin molin, today's daf, kasha, which again in English means, I hear. Which also means mishtartnish finazak kasha. But again, the Gemara says definitely a good aura, but we can go weiter. Tanu Rabban. So the Gemara now is going to go me inyan le inyan ba oisei inyan, and it's going to discuss the halacha also in Parshas Emor that says a koyein, in addition to the list of women that he's not allowed to marry, his unique isurebia, he also has a special shulchan aruch as it relates to who he's allowed to be metame to. So a kohen, because of his kedusha, is not allowed to be metamah lemeis. However, the Torah says that there are certain kroivim, seven, to be exact, that the Kohen is allowed to be metamato. One of the Kroivim is the Kohen's sister. Now, if you look at the Pasuk says, V'la'choysoi ha-besula ha-kroiva elov asher lo'yhoysoi le'ish lo'yitamo. That's the Pasuk in the Torah. It's clear in the Pasuk that it's not any sister that a Kohen's allowed to be metamato. It's only V'la'choysoi ha-besula ha-kroiva elov asher lo'yhoysoi le'ish lo. With a mapeke yitam. But ordinarily, if the sister would not be a basula anymore, or if she doesn't meet some of the other criteria mentioned in this pasuk, so in that instance, talach is, he really would not be able to be metamer. So why is this me'inyan le'inya ba'isayin? Because we're learning the halach is that a kohen gadol is only allowed to marry a basula. And we've been talking, especially in yesterday's daf, about what the exact definition of a basula is. What happens if she's a begeres, a mukaseitz? What if it was shalei kedarka, right? These were the machlekes tanam that the Gemara discussed. So here too, again, me'inyan le'inyan, we're going to discuss the definition of a besula, but in a slightly different context. Not the context of can a kohen gadol marry her, but in the context, could a kohen hedyet certainly be metameter, or could he not be metameter? So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa. The brisa is going to mention Machloikis Tanoim, and then we're going to have a little bit of an analysis of this Machloikis Tanoim. The next part of the Gemara is Drushes of a Gishmak. Tanu Rabbanon, Achoisoi Arusa. What happens if a Kohen has a sister and she's an Arusa? So she's a psula, but she's also an arusa. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda say, at the end of the day, she's a psula, and therefore, the Kohen Hedyet is allowed to be metameter. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, ain't metameter. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon say, no, if she's an arusa, you can't be metameter. The Gemara is going to say that the two respective opinions are learned out from drashas. Anusa umafuta. What happens if a Kohen has a sister and she was an anusa? Someone was ma'anasar. Or she was a mafuta. That's easy. Divrei akol imetamala. At the end of the day, she's not a basula. And it says, v'lachoysai ha-basula. So therefore, everyone agreed, there's no machlokes. You can't be metameter. Umukaseitz. What happens if a Kohen has a sister? She's a mukaseitz. So there, the braisa says, in metamala, divrei Rab Shimon. No, but divrei Rab Shimon. It sounds like that everybody else would hold. Yeah, it's only Rav Shimon that holds no. In fact, Shahayi Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon used to say, Ru'i l'kohen gadol metamelo, she'en ru'i l'kohen gadol ein metamelo, that the definition of besula as it relates to when a kohen is allowed to be metame to his sister is the same as the definition of a besula as to when a kohen gadol is allowed to marry her. And just like a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry her, mukaseitz, azoy halt Rav Shimon, so too, lachoisoy, that's a mukaseitz, he would not be able to be metameter. But again, it's mashma from the braisa that everybody else disagrees with Rav Shimon. Ubaigeris, what's the halacha about a baigeris? Metamelo divrei kol adam. Interesting lashon. Everybody holds that a baigeris, you're allowed to be metameter. So again, we discussed four different scenarios. Achoisoy, that's an arusa. Achoisoy, that's an anusa or mefuta. Achoisoy, that's a mukaseitz. And an achoisoy, that's a baigeris. The backdrop is a kohen hayis lab yimetame to a sister, but only v'lachoysei apsula. So we want to know what's the halach in these four situations. What was the high-level recap? Achoysei arusa machloikis tanam. Remei, Rabbi Yudah say metamala. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon say ein metamala. Anusa mefutah, there's no machloikis, everybody agrees, ein metamala. Mukaseitz, so the braisa only mentioned the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says ein metamala, because Rabbi Shimon holds that if a kohen gadol can't marry her, then a kohen hayis can't be metameter. And a baigeris, there too, there's no machloikis, everybody holds that you can be metamer. So the Gemara is going to go through now the drushes of the respective opinions in this braisa. First, with Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, they were the first two Tanah mentioned in the Braisa, so we're going to go through their sheet the first. My time with Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. What's Pshan Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda? So again, Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda hold that Achoisei Arusa Metamala. That was the thing that they said in the Furish, and then we'll see as we go through the Gemara what else they hold. So Pshan Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda is the Darshi Hachi, the Darshi in the Pasuk. For Achoisei Abasula, Prat Lanusa Mefuta. It says Abasula, as opposed to an Anusa Mefuta, which the Braisa said everybody holds a metamala. So Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda are included in everybody, and as a result, a metamala. Yochshani Moitziach Mukaseitz. I would think that a Mukaseitz should also be excluded, meaning that he shouldn't be able to metamala to a Mukaseitz. Talmud Loimer, Asher Loi Hoysol Ish. We learn from there that only a woman that's not a basula because she was Hoysol Ish. Misha Vayasal Yedei Ish. Yatzazu Shein Vayasal Yedei Ish. As opposed to a Mukaseitz, where the reason she doesn't have a Sulam has nothing to do with being with an Ish. And as a result, this woman will not be excluded. Hakroiva, when it says Hakroiva, that word is extra. V'lachoysei apsula hakroiva elav. We know achoysei is kroiva. L'rabbi is arusa. It's coming to be marba. That even an arusa, you would have had a havamina, maybe can't be metameter. No. L'rabbi is elav. What does the word elav mean? L'rabbi is habegeres. to tell me that a kohen is allowed to be metame to a beger. So the Gemara asks a geshmak kasha. Rav Meir needs a pasuk to tell me that a kohen hedyet is allowed to be metame to a beger. Didn't Rav Meir say, and this was in yesterday's daf, that it says regarding the kohen hedyet ki im. It says, the isha bivisuleha yikach. And we learned from bivisuleha, which is an extra word. It could have just said bisula, not an extra word, but extra letters, an extra beis, and an extra yod, that it's coming to teach me that a kohen hedyet is not allowed to marry a bayger, that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a baygeres. And the way the Gemara set up the drasha was that had it not said the extra yod, I would have thought bisula is mashma, afnilu mixas bisula. And a baygeres is a mixas bisula. The extra yod teaches me, no, bisula means agansa bisula. Lamute. But what's the point? The point is, you see, Rav Meir holds that the word besula means afilu miktas besula. Now, besula means afilu miktas besula, so why do I need elav l'rabbis bageres? Bageres is the chsaivim miktas besula, so she's chsaivim miktas besula. And what does it say here? V'lachoy say ha-besula. So it doesn't say bifsula, it says habasula. So we know a begaris is included. So Mara says, it's rechatei wainik. So I mean, I would have thought neila basula, basula mehasam. I would have thought we should learn basula as it relates to alachaisei absula. From the basula where it says v'isha bivisula. And malahala naira, just like over there, it can't be a begaris, it has to be a naira, it has to be a fartig basula. Afkanami naira, you would think here too, it's the same thing. Kamash malon, that's the chedesh. But the bottom line is, the Gemara just said what the mekairis to the Shita of Rav Meir. Again, what's Rav Meir's Shita? Rav Meir holds, Achoy say Arusa, you could be Metamatu. Anusa Mefuta, you can't be Metamatu. Mukha says, you can be Metamatu. Only Rav Shimon holds you can. And by Geres, you could be Metamatu. And it's all learned based on drashas. Arusa Metamala, because it says the word Hakroifa. Anusa Mefuta, Eir Metamala, Besula is Memait. Mukas Eitz is metamala, even though she's not a basula, because it says Asher lo yhoisel ish, mishaviyasa ideish. And Bageris metamala, because it says the word Eilav. Good. That is Shitas Rav Meir at Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So, Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, my tamayo. What's Pshana Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon? So, Gemara says, Darshi Hachi. They darshan the same pasuk, but they darshan it differently. When it says, Vlachoy say, Absula, Prat Lanu Samafuta. And let's just chazer over. What is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Shita? Achoy say, Arusa, Ein metamala. Rav Meir said, metamala. They hold in metamala. Anusa mefuta, we said everyone holds in metamala. Mukas eitz, that's tricky. Because Rav Shimon holds by mukas eitz in metamala, but only Rav Shimon, which is mashma, Rav Yosi holds metamala. And then by geres, everybody holds metamala. So we're going to bring the makar to Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, but we have to be mindful of the fact Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon are not completely the same shita. Because Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon actually veer off by one of these four items that we're discussing, and that is mukas eitz. Where Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon have the same opinion, that's regarding achoisei arusa. They both hold that ain metamala. So again, so the Gemara says, "My tamay." What's pshat in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon? Darshi hachi. V'lachoisni habesula prat lanusa mefuta. That's easy. Everybody darshins. It says psula anusa mefuta through bia. That's for sure not okay. Umukas eitz is also excluded from there. Now that's obviously going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that mukas eitz is excluded, as opposed to Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara is going to come back to this later. Rabbi Yosi holds that a mukas eitz, he could be metamatu, like Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Asher lo yhoisa, it says asher lo yhoisa, prat la arusa. That's coming lemayit, and it's coming lemayit an arusa. Hakroiva, which Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda used to be marba arusa, they were just lemayit arusa, so obviously they're not going to be marba arusa. So what is it, l'rabis? L'rabis arusa shen is garsha. An arusa that was already that's since been divorced. So then, l'choisei habsula. That was an arusa, but was nisgarsha. So then, the halach is he would be metamater. Eilav is l'rabis abegeres, like Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So again, according to Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, the drushes are a little bit different. Achoisei arusa ein metamala, because it says asher loy hoisa, which is prat la arusa. Anusa mefuta ein metamala, because it says besula. Mukas eitz, according to Reb Shimon, is also ein metamala, because it says besula. And as it relates to bagris metamala, because it says the word eilav. Sok de gemara. Eilav. So we said, what does Akroiva teach me? It's L'rabbis Arusas Shenes Garsha. Faith the Gemara, Rav Shimon said, really is Ru'uy L'Kohen Gadol Metamala. Shein Ru'uy L'Kohen Gadol Ein Metamala. How could you tell me that a Kohen Hayitz allowed to be Metama to his sister that was an Arusas Shenes Garsha? Doesn't Rav Shimon hold that a Kohen can't be Metama to his sister that's a Mukas Eitz? Now, if a Kohen can't be Metama to his sister that's a Mukas Eitz, why not? Rav Shimon said, "Shehoi Rav Shimon Oimer, that being that a Kohen Gadol can't marry her, so she's not considered a basula as it relates to this parasha either." So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, could a Kohen Hedyot marry a Gerusha? No. So how could you tell me that he could be metama to achoisei a Gerusha? He can't marry a Gerusha. If any person that a Kohen Gadol can't marry, a Kohen Hedyot can't be metama to, so how could a Kohen come to be marba a Gerusha? So the Gemara says, Shani Hasan, the Rabbi Rachmana. It's true. That is Rav Shimon's policy. Rav Shimon has a sheet of Kohen Gadol can't marry her, then a Kohen Hedyot can't be metama to her either. However, there's a special ribuy. It says, Kroiva, and the word Kroiva is Marba, meaning it's because of the ribuy of Kroiva. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Mukaseitz Nami, let's use the word Kroiva to be Marba Mukaseitz as well. So maybe a Mukaseitz also should be able to be Matamatu. Aye, there's a policy, yeah, but Kroiva is Marba. So maybe Kroiva should be Marba Mukaseitz as well. So the Gemara says, Kroiva Achas Falishtaim. Kroiva is a Lashon Yochid, and it's Mashma, there's one ribuy Natu. So what are we Marba? We're marba arusa shenes garsha. We're not marba mukaseitz. So Gemara marro is mechateis. So maybe marba be marba mukaseitz and don't be marba arusa shenes garsha. So the Gemara says, "Hola is avid ba maisa. Hola is avid ba maisa." A woman that's a mukaseitz, she's a different metzia. Something happened to her. She physically doesn't have a sulam anymore. So it's less mistaber to be marba her. And arusa shenes garsha. Nothing really happened to her. It was just an erison, but nothing really happened to her because nothing really happened to her. So therefore, Reb Shimon's going to be marba arusa shenes garsha from Kroiva. He's not going to be marba mukaseh. Talk to Gemara. For Reb Yosi, mid the shafki lebarzuge. Nice lashon. Reb Yosi started off together with a zug, right? He had a partner in the beginning of the brayso. He said achoisei arusa in metamala. It was Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. Then they came to mukaseh. And what did it say by mukaseh? Mukaseitz ein metamelo divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Yosi left his shutef. He was shnafki the barzuge. Michlal, the mukaseitz grem neir svirle. Obviously, this doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. He holds that a koyin is allowed to be metamelo tachoisoi. That's a mukaseitz. So Mar says minole. How does he know that? How does he know that? So Mar says, oh, probably the same way Rav Meir learned it. What did the Gemara say was Rav Meir's makar miloi hoisole ish? It's from the fact that it says loy hoisole ish. Mi shahaviyas ayideish. Fake the Gemara doesn't work because va fikte. Didn't he already darshan it to teach me what? Lemute arusa. Rav Meir holds that a koyin is allowed to be metamato an arusa. He holds that he's not allowed to be metamato mukaseitz. How does he know he's not allowed to be metamato mukaseitz? Loi hoysalish. Doesn't just say v'la choisei absulo. It's nezashel loi hoysalish. A mukaseitz was loi hoysalish. So therefore the halach is he's allowed to be metamato mukaseitz. Said. Rabbi Yossi, however, holds an Koyin is not allowed to be metamato an arusa either. How does he know he's not allowed to be metamato an arusa? Because it says Hashem lo yhoisalish. So Hashem lo yhoisalish is taken already to teach me a Koyin can't be metamato an arusa. So how could I use it now to teach me that a Koyin can't be that a Koyin can be metamato mukaseitz? So the Gemara says you have to say Rabbi Yossi held it with two drushes in lo yhoisa. Chad mi lo yhoisa, the chad mi lo ish. Loi hoisa is one drasha, ish is another drasha. One teaches me lamute arusa, and the other one teaches me the rabbis mukaseitz. Elov the rabbis abegeres. Elov we said is marba begeres. Read the Gemara. So Rav Shimon holds that Elov is marba begeres. Vam Rav Shimon said psula shlema mashma. How could Rav Shimon tell me that the halacha is that lachoisei habesula is even a begeres that? Koyin is allowed to be metamato begeres. L'chayre, she's not a fartig b'sula. And Reb Shimon held in yesterday's daf that the word b'sula really means a b'sula shleima. Now, grada in yesterday's daf, the b'sula ultimately was not a b'sula shleima because it said b'fsuleha. But here it doesn't say b'fsuleha. So stam b'sula is b'sula shleima mashma. So why is it that it can be metamato begeres? A begeres is not a b'sula shleima. So the Gemara says, time of the day, nami hasa mehacha. That really the whole makar to Reb Shimon in yesterday's daf was from this drasha. Why? Because midday of the rabbis abegeres, it's because he really didn't know whether stam b'sula means Besula Shleima, or even Miksas Besula. But he knew there was a drasha of Elov. And Elov was the rabbis HaBegeris. See, he said, if Elov is Marba Begeris, that means without a ribuy, what would I think Besula means? Michal de Besula Shleima Mashma. It's only when there's a ribuy of Elov that's Marba Begeris. But the bottom line is, it's true Reb Shimon holds that Stam Besula is a Besula Shleima. And it's true he holds that a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be Metama to a Begeris, even though she's not a Besula Shleima. And even though Kohen Hedyot is only allowed to be Metama to a Besula, the reason is because here there's a special pasuk that says Elov. But it's even more sharper than that. It's not just, here there's a pasuk. The whole Reb Shimon that holds that Besula Shleima Mashma is gufa from the word Elov. Because being that the Torah said Elov, Elov is L'Rabbis Begeris, so you see that without Elov, I would think a Begeris is not a Besula. So not only is there no stira between the two Reb Shimon, but to the contrary, one Reb Shimon is the makar to the other Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon in today's daf is actually the source to Reb Shimon in yesterday's daf. Either way, we're going to go again, me'inyan le'inyan, but really a new topic, a lighter topic. Tanya, we learned to the Brisa. Reb Shimon Yechai Yoimer. Reb Shimon Yechai said, Giyoyres p'chusim ibas shol l'shon av yamechad. A Giyoyres that's less than 3 years old. So this is a girl that's less than 3 years old. She was not born Jewish. Her parents were Megayer, Ger Koton, Matpila Noise Al Das Bezdin, and her Geiris came along with her parents' Geiris. So she's a Giyoyres, but she's less than 3 years old. So the Alach is Ksher Lekuhuna. A Koyin's allowed to marry her. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is ordinarily a Koyin is not allowed to marry a Giyoyres. Now the truth is, the big Machlaikis Rishayin, and why not? So Machlaikis Ramam Raivid, but the Pashup Shad is, that's the Pshat we're going to learn. Rashi says it's because Stam Giyoyres is becheskas that maybe she was a zayna, and because a kohen's not allowed to marry a zayna, so for that reason a kohen's also not allowed to marry a geyeres. So said Rav Shimon Meichai, in the event that she was megay when she was less than 3 years old, then ksher lekahuna. In that instance, you don't have to worry about this. And he learned it based on a pasuk. Shenemar, it says v'choila taf banoshim asher lo yodu mishkav zachar hachayu lochem. It's learned that from the pasuk that says after the Yidden fought against Midian. So the context is Parshas Pinchas and Matevs, where after Balak and Bilam, right, chapter with the Yidden, so Hashem told Moshe, Tzoris ha-Midyanim v'ikisem oisem, right? You should go after the Midyanim and you should fight them. And it says that they were told to kill all the Midianites. However, any woman that was lo yodah le'ish, which Pasha means that she had never been with a man, so those women, they were told that they're allowed to stay alive. So the Pasuk says, v'choy la'taf banoshim asher lo yodu mishkav zachar hachayu lochem. And you know what the word lochem, Rav Shimon Meichai said, means? It means you could even marry them if you want. Now, if I read Pinchas imayim, Pinchas was included in the lochem, right? Pinchas was there. So it means Pinchas was also allowed to marry one of these women. So you see, Pinchas, a koyein, was allowed to marry these Midianites. L'chayre, how's he allowed to marry them? At best, they're going to convert, which means that they'll be a geyeres. A koyein's not allowed to marry a geyeres. Must be there's a time that a koyein is allowed to marry a geyeres. When is that? Less than 3 years old. Now, what do you see less than 3 years old in this pasuk? So the Gemara is going to bring it in a minute. But for now, there's at least a makar, a basis for a kohen, in some instances, to be able to marry a geyer. It's Rabbanon. What are the Rabbanon going to respond? It sounds like this is, again, Rav Shimon Baichai's Chiddush. So what are the Rabbanon's response going to be to Rav Shimon Baichai? Rabbanon are going to say, it doesn't say in this pasuk that Pinchas and that anybody was allowed to marry them. It just says they're going to be lochem. So what does lochem mean? Lavadim, ulushvachos. It means that you could have them as servants. They could work for you, slaves. But that you should marry them, mehechatesi. Good. So the Gemara, ihachi, bas sholi, shonav yemecha nami. Meaning, if Rav Shimon Baichai's makarz v'chala taf benoshim ha-sholi yodu mishkav zachar ha-chayu lochem, that's how we know, because even Pinchas was included, that a kohen's allowed to marry geyeres. So you would think a kohen should always allowed to be married, geyeres. It doesn't say only keep the children that were less than 3 years old. So a kohen should always allowed to be marry geyeres. So the Gemara says, no, pshat is kid Rav Huna, and everything will come together. The Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna asked the stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, in this same exact context, actually one pasuk earlier. It says, Vati hirgu kol zachar batav, you should kill all the scharim, v'chol isha yoydas ish, l'mishkav zachar haroigu. And any woman that was yoydas ish, l'mishkav zachar, any woman that was with a man, haroigu, you're supposed to kill. So, Rav Huna made a diak, mechlal, da'ataf, bein yadu, bein lo yadu, kaimu. It sounds like v'chol isha, any adult woman that was yoydas ish, then the halach is haroigu. So what if it was not an adult one? What if it was a child that was yoidas-ish, a female? So then the halach is, it sounds like you'd keep her alive. Fixiv. But then the next pasuk says, v'choil hataf banoshim ashala yodu mishkav zachar hachayu lochem. So what does it sound like? Hayodi. If, however, they were mishkav zachar haroigu, then they would have to be killed. So what's pshat? Rav Huna asked the stira. Right, one pasuk is mashma that only adult women, the halach is, if they were yoidas, ish l'mishkav zachar haroigu. But children, doesn't matter what happened, it's always going to be okay. And then we have a pasuk that says, v'choy la'taf banoshim asher lo yodu mishkav zachar hachayu lochem. Which sounds like even by a taf, even by a child, in the event that she was with a man, so she's going to have to be killed. So isn't it a stira? So Rav Huna said, to reconcile the stira, have a oimer, this is what you have to say. The pasuk's not talking about adult women versus children. And from the standpoint of were they with the man or were they not with the man. But rather what the pasuk means like this. When it means is, when it says, it doesn't mean any adult woman that was with a man. But what it means is that any woman that was ra'oi to to be with a man. Where her beer would be a beer, haroigu. When it says that it doesn't mean a child that was punked not with a man. It means any woman that's so young that she's not ruya to be with a man, meaning she's not a basbia, she's the woman that you're allowed to keep alive. The pasuk's not talking about women that were physically with men or not. What we're discussing is their bia. If they were, would it be a bia? Would it not be a bia? And the psukim then don't contradict each other. They actually complement each other. One pasuk is saying that an isha, that's your dasish, she's ruil a bia, haroigu. And the next pasuk is saying is noshim and taf, that a loyadu, that they're not ruil a bia. These are the ones that you're allowed to keep alive. So what do you see then, according to Rav Huna? That there's a certain age where they had to be killed, and there was a certain age where they were allowed to be kept alive. And what was it, Talian? Basbia or not Basbia? Now we know we have a Messiah. When does a girl become a Basbia? When she's 3 years old. So if that's the case, you see clearly that this pasuk that says that the Chalatap Anosh Mashliyadu Mishkav Zachar, Hachayu Lochem, and Rav Shimba Yechai understood what does Lochem mean? You can even marry her. And even Pinchas, who was there, he was a Kayin, even he was allowed to marry her. And what's it talking about? Only when she's not a Basbia. Also, you have a Makar that are Giyaris, Pchusim, Bas Sholichon, of Yamecha, then the Loch is, because Ain Biyasabia, so then he would be allowed to marry her. But Anachanami, if she'd be older, it would be a problem. Tanya Namiyachi, Bryce, and it says what Rav Huna just said, it says, Vachalisha Yadas Ishbe Ruili Bala, Kosam Adabra, Ata Ime Ruili Bala, Ayen Yelab Nival Amamish. How do you know that when it says Yadas Ishbe means really ball? Maybe it means literally in the village. I'm a call top of Nash Mashal Yoda Mishkav Zacha. I'm a really ball. I'm a dabber. Because you have another pasuk, and that pasuk says, V'chol atap b'nashem ashal lo yadu, and that must mean Ruy Libal. Which then means the first pasuk also means Ruy Libal. So the two pasukim mean Ruy Libal. Now what do you see in the second pasuk means Ruy Libal? So the price is just an abridged version of Rav Huna's stira and Rav Huna's teretz to the stira and to everything that we just spoke out. The bottom line is that Rav Shimon bar Yochai said that from the pasuk Chalatav Benoshim Ashla Yodu Mishkav Zach Achiu Lachem, we learn a chiddush that even though Kohen's not let him marry a giyores, but a giyores that's pchusam mibash shalosh shana v'yoyim echad, he's allowed to marry. She's ksheira laguna. So the Gemara says tachlis what that meant was is that any girl that was 3 years old or older was killed, and if she was less than 3 years old, she was kept alive. So zok the Gemara mina yadi. How did they know if she was three or she wasn't three? Amar Afuna bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, have virum lefnei atzitz. These women, these girls were told to walk past the tzitz. Kol shepaneh meirikos, any girl whose face turned pale, like some yellowish color, biyoduish he really boil. So it meant that she was already of the age that she's really bald. Kol shein paneh meirikos, but in the event that her complexion didn't change, biyoduish ain't really bald, that means she was not really bald. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, simen la'avera, a simen that a person is involved in znus is hadreiken. If a person has this pale complexion that we were just talking about, paneh meirikos, whatever exactly that is, but that's the sign that this person's involved in znus. Ki yitzv davata imer, a similar discussion to what we just said, you find in the following context. The pasuk in Sefer Shoftim, it's Perek Chaf Aleph, it's pasuk Yud Beis. What's going on over there is, it was after the Ma'is of Pelegesh Begiva, and the Yidden were told to all come together and to figure out what we're going to do with Shevet Binyam. Shevet Binyam was the Iker Shevet by Pelegesh Begiva. And the question was, what are we going to do? So everybody came together, except for the people that lived in the city of Yavesh Gilad. And because they didn't come, they were put in Cherem and they were killed. We actually spoke about them not so long ago when we were learning about Cherem, the Rabbeinu Gershom, and the Makar to the concept of a Cherem. The Ramban says that you see that if someone violates a Cherem, he can even be put to death. So that's what happened over here. So the pasuk over there says, there were 400 girls that were besulois, they were loyado leish. And they were brought to Machne Shiloh. Ultimately, these 400 women were kept alive. So the Gemara says, how did they know that these 400 women were besulais? Like, how did they know? Rav Kahana said, all these girls were told to sit on top of an open barrel of wine. Ba'ula, any girl that's a ba'ula, recha noidev. So the wine would enter her guf, and as a result, her breath would start to smell. But besula, ein recha noidev, it wouldn't be able to enter her guf, and as a result, her breath wouldn't smell, and that's how they were able to know. Frek the Gemara of an Avrinu Lufnei Tzitz. Why'd they have to come up with a new mahalach? Why didn't they just do the same thing that they did with the tzitz? You see, in Parashas Mateis, they did it with the tzitz, and that's how they were able to find out who was really boiled, who was not really boiled. So why couldn't they do the same thing? I'm Rav Kana Breda, Rav Nosin, because it says, l'rotzayim lahem. And we learn from the tzitz is only here, the tzitz is only here for peace. It's not going to cause anyone to die. Freit the Gemara, Yochiv ibn Yanami. What do you mean? Over there, they killed all the other girls. Ravashi, lohem ksif. Meaning, it says, lohem, l'rotzim v'lay l'peronius. For Yidin, it's only l'rotzim v'lay l'peronius. Abu lo, if they can chavin, I feel l'peronius. And being that over there, who was being killed? It was the people from Midian. So it's lo, if they can chavin, lo, if they can chavin. The tzitz sometimes can lead to peronius. But for a yid, the tzitz is never going to lead to peronius. Amar Rav Yaakov Aridi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Halacha k'Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So we just mentioned Rav Shimon bar Yochai is halacha. That, being that a ktana p'chusim v'ashol l'shan v'yamecha is not a basbiyo. So a g'yoyres that's p'chusim v'ashol l'shan v'yamecha, a kohen head gets allowed to marry. Even though a kohen's not allowed to marry, a g'yoyres al zoyna, the way Rashi learns the sugyo. But a g'yoyres p'chusim v'baskim l'shan v'yamecha, he's allowed to. And even at a makar, what was Rav Shimon bar Yochai's makar? Pasuk in Parashas Matos from the Milchama against Midian. So Rav Yaakov Aridi said, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, the Allah is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. So Amalei Rabbi Zeiro, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, so the names matter. Again, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that the Allah is like Rashbi. So Rabbi Zeiro tells Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, he said, the Thayr Shmilacha or Michlala Shmilacha. Tell me, you heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say, Mefurish Halacha King Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai? Or does something happen and you implied and inferred from what happened that he holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? And the Gemara assumes from Rabbi Zeira's question, right? Sometimes from a question you could tell that the Shoyal was onto something. It was implied from his question that he must have known of a Maisa Shahaya that happened with Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, where maybe Rabbi Yaakov Aridi could have mistakenly thought that Pshat in that Maisa is Rabbi Shimon ben Levi held like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and that's why he was inquiring. Because he held that if his makar was that ma'isa, senitkai makar. Meaning, if he heard Rabbi Shua ben Levi say that Allah Shem Ba'yichai, okay, you heard, checkmate. There's nothing to debate. But Rabbi Zeira was inquiring because he had a hunch that maybe Rabbi Yaakov Aridi really never heard Rabbi Shua ben Levi say it. But Rabbi Yaakov Aridi was aware of a ma'isa shahaya. He interpreted the ma'isa that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Shua Ba'yichai. But the fiyam is not true. So the Gemara wants to know what that story was. Ma'ichol. Again, Rabbi Zeira never said a word about a story. But sometimes Sheilas chatzi tshuva, right? From a question, sometimes you can know a little bit about what's going on. So the Gemara says, I hear. Rabbi Zeira, obviously you know something, right? So what's the story? So Gemara says, I'll tell you the story. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael, Shekara Leo Irer. What happened was rumors started spreading that there was an illicit marriage there and children were being born that were chalalim or mamzerim. There were problems. So the Gemara says, Vashigir Rebbe es Rab Rumanus. So Rebbe sent one of his talmidim, Rab Rumanus, Ubadka, and he says, go do an investigation, find out what's tutzach in Yenishtat. Umatzaba, he came back and he said as follows. There's a bas giyoris, p'chusim ibashol, there's a girl, a giyoris, she was less than 3 years old, v'chshira, and she's married to a kayan, and this is what everybody's tumbling about. Right, this is what's going on. The Chshira Rebbe Likahuna, and Rebbe said it's fine, it's not an issue. If that's the issue, it's not an issue, she can marry a Kayan. There's no problems. Now, who said over this Maisa? Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one that was said over this Maisa. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ir Achas Hoysa Be'eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, this is what Rabbi Zeira was trying to figure out. He said, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, tell me, you heard Rabbi Shua ben Levi say the psak, the halachas like Rashbi, or you're basing it on this story? So Amalei told him, Efrei Rishmeili, I heard him say it meforish. Okay, that ends that conversation, right? We know I heard him say it meforish, let me do it this ma'isa. But the Gemara says, now that we mentioned the ma'isa, V'i mechlala mai. So let's say he meant this ma'isa. What would have been the issue over here? So the Gemara says, Dilma Shani Hasam, it would have been no raya that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Meaning at first glance, you see Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Why? Because here's a Giyaris who was married to a Kayan, and he let them stay married. Why? Because the Giyaris happened when she was P'chusim Ibashol L'shan of Yoyimechot. Oh, so it's Klari, he holds like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, because he doesn't like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, he would have told him to get divorced. But the Gemara says, you want to know why it's not Mucha? Because maybe Shani Hasa, maybe there it's different. Hoyl V'insiv, Insiv. Because being that they're married already, he let them stay married. Meaning maybe he would have never allowed them to get married L'chadchilo, because he really doesn't hold like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. But he holds, once they're married, they're married. And what's the makar to say once they're married, they're married? What do you mean, once they're married, they're married? You're not going to marry her. So because they got married, all right, is what it is. Not is what it is. Give a get. What do you mean? Mar says, no. And this is going to bring the whole daf full circle. The Rav, Rabbi Yochan, because Rabbi Yochan said right at the beginning of the daf, by Geras and Mukasez, lo Yiso, a kind God is not a marry her, by Geras and Mukasez. Ve'im nasa nasoi. But if he marries her, it's fine. And why is it fine? Because eventually the Ketana, the Naira, is going to become a Begeris. And eventually, the Besula is anyways going to be a Mukaseitz. Even though the Kangadol was not supposed to marry her, but if he married her, they're allowed to stay married. So you see from here, there's a halacha when it comes to Kohanim, who are not allowed to get married, in Nasa Nasoi. So maybe you do. You're not allowed to marry the Geyoris L'chatchilo, even if she's less than 3 years old. The reason Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that Rebbe was mater is not because he held like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, but it was based on the fact that they had gotten married already. But the Gemara says, what kind of tushal is that? Hachi hashto, it's not a tushal. Bishloim ha'asim over there, soifelias begeres, tachtav, soifelias bulu tachtav. We said the svara why over there, the Kohen Gadol, even though he's not allowed to marry the begeres of the mukaseitz, but if he marries, he gets to marry. Because eventually she'll be a begeres. Eventually she'll be a mukaseitz. Hach over here, soifelias zayna tachtav. Bit me or what? She's going to become a zayna. The issue over here is zayna. Where's she soifelias zayna? With issues begeres and she's soifelias begeres beseder. With issues mukaseitz and she's soifelias mukaseitz, it's not beseder. But if the issue is Zoyna, she's not Seifaliya Zoyna, and therefore the Gemara says, obviously, that is not a Tzushtel, and that's what Reb Zeir was trying to say. He said, if you're proving it from this, so the Gemara is being Doicha, Fakar, and the Gemara is saying that if that you can infer, you could infer from the Maisa of the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Now it just so happens that Rabbi Yaakov bar Ridi anyway said, I heard from Rabbi Shua ben Levi that he holds Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So it's Betherish Itmar and it's Michlola Itmar. The Gemara says, Rav Safra Masin la Michlola. Rav Safra also had walked around saying that Rabbi Shua ben Levi held like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He knew it from this Maisa, the Kashale, but then he was bothered with a Kasha. What kasha was he bothered with? He was bothered with the kasha that maybe pshat in the maisa was because they were already married. And he answered the same teretz that the Gemara just gave, that the fact that they were married is neither here nor there. The only time you find the svara of where, if they're married already, that's a, maybe a reason they could stay married, that's if it's soifaliyos begeres, soifaliyos ba'ula. But over here, you don't have this far anyways, and therefore it's not going to help. One last Gemara. Ahu kahana da ansev geres p'chus ma'ashol and shon v'yamechot. There was a kohen who married a geres who was less than 3 years old. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchok. It's from Nachman Yitzchok said, Mayhi, what's going on over here? Amalei, so he told him, what do you mean? Amar Rav Yaakov Aridi. Amar Rav Shua ben Levi. Halach, Rav Shua ben Levi. Rav Yaakov Aridi said, and Rav Shua ben Levi, that halach is like Rashbi, so it's mutter. Amalei, so he told him, zil apik, go divorce this woman. And if not, I'm going to take Rav Yaakov bar Ridi and I'm going to shlap mad of your ears. So what does that mean? So we need a Koloimar Rashi. Koloimar, last Rashi, Misham Tinan Lucha, V'tapik Al Karchach. I'm going to put you in Cherim and I'm going to force you to divorce your wife.